And reaction now by the Democratic presidential candidates at a debate in Iowa. That debate sponsored by NPR and Iowa Public Radio. NPR's Scott Horsley has been blogging about the debate at our website, npr.org, and he joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
So what are the candidates saying about this NIE report?
Well, Senator Hillary Clinton said she is certainly relieved that it does not appear that Iran has an active nuclear weapons development program. But she took issue with the Bush administration's response that essentially nothing has changed. She says that this is really a time for the Bush administration to pursue more active diplomatic engagement. Some of the other Democrats were stronger in their criticism of the Bush administration, saying that the rhetoric that the administration has been using towards Iran is eerily similar to what they said the administration was doing 5 years ago with reference to Iraq. Of course, in Iraq, it turned out that there were no weapons of mass destruction. And so for those Democrats, this intelligence assessment is a little bit of an I told you so moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if any of the Democratic candidates turned to Hillary Clinton and said that, in effect, I told you so. She has been forced to defend her vote, her recent vote, calling the Iranian Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization. Did that come up at the debate?
It absolutely did, and it was sure to. She has been on the defensive about that vote, in which she was the only one of the Democratic candidates in the Senate who voted in favor of the Kyle Lieberman resolution, which brands the Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization. She says that there was more to that vote than just a focus on Iran's purported nuclear weapons program, and that there was an advantage if you're going to pursue diplomacy to having some of the carrots and the sticks in that resolution. Certainly, though, at the same time, she was put on the defensive by both Senator Edwards and Senator Obama about that. She has criticized the Obama campaign in turn, noting that Senator Obama missed the vote altogether. Of course, Senator Edwards former Senator Edwards was no longer in the Senate, was not forced to vote. And Senator Biden talked about his own opposition to the resolution, saying that it took all the other options off the table with reference to Iran except the military option.
Now, let's turn to something else. Let's talk about China for a second. I understand that came up at the debate, something we haven't heard a lot about, and trade with China. What happened?
Yeah, I don't think there's as much dissension among the Democratic candidates on the subject of China as there is on something like Iran. But what is interesting is really how aggressive all the Democrats are in calling for a tougher trade position towards China, whether we're talking about cracking down on hazardous imports from China or China's manipulation of its currency to make Chinese goods more competitive in the U.S., all the Democratic candidates have taken a relatively tough line on trade issues, and that's sort of in keeping with the mood of the country and including the mood in Iowa, which is interesting because Iowa is a net real winner of globalization. But voters there, Democratic voters and even Republican voters there, have been very skeptical of the benefits of free trade to the U.S. economy, and the Democrats are responding to that. There was a question from a mother about who's concerned about hazardous toys, and Senator Dodd and former Senator Edwards, both of whom have young children, were asked about whether they'd be buying any Chinese-made toys for their kids this holiday season. Senator Dodd said no, his toys for his kids were going to be coming from Iowa.
Mm. Well, I know in previous debates that immigration has been a hot topic for the candidates, and did it come up again?
That's right. Immigration was one of three big focus areas in this debate. The whole idea of this radio-only debate was to encourage sort of in-depth discussion on a small number of topics. And so immigration was on the table along with Iran and China. And again, the Democrats are going to be pressed to respond to concerns about immigration, even in a state like Iowa, which has had a lot of new immigration. So in addition to those three topics, which were sort of selected by NPR and by Iowa Public Radio, the candidates were responding to questions sent in from more than 1,600 listeners.
1,600 listeners. Well, thank you. Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley, and you can read his blog about this debate at npr.org.